भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। Reflecting on Sitaram Prabhu's point, I just thought of asking you. Now, how many of you will make it a point to become strict with your sadhana? That means Mangalarati, morning program, Bhagavatam class, and prasad. Very good. So we don't have to, Ganganayan don't have to push you? What about you? Did you understand what I said? Why are your hands down? What's this? Halfway between raising the hand and not raising the hand? Did you raise your hand? How did you raise your hand? Can you show me how you raised your hand? Here to lechile. I didn't see you. Anyway, become serious. Please. After all, if you become a pure devotee, who will benefit? Yes. Everyone will benefit, including your forefathers. They'll benefit, but who will derive the greatest benefit? You yourself will derive the greatest benefit. Therefore, become serious about spiritual life. Try to be. Otherwise, what's the point in coming to ISKCON? All of you made a big sacrifice. You left home to come here, to come join ISKCON. How many of you joined ISKCON to go to America? Raise your hands. Huh? Did any one of you join ISKCON to go to America or Bilait? Okay, you did not. So why did you join ISKCON? Why did you join ISKCON? Yes?
To fulfill the purpose of my life, Guru Maharaj, for which I am meant.
Yes. To fulfill the purpose of your life. What is the purpose of your life?
To serve the Lord, to serve Srila Prabhupada's movement, Guru Maharaj.
To serve the Lord. The first consideration is to serve the Lord, because Jiver Swarupai Krishna Nityananda. Our eternal constitutional position is that we are eternal servants of Krishna. Therefore, by serving Krishna, our existence becomes meaningful. Otherwise, this existence, material existence, is meaningless. A struggle, suffering, constant suffering, constant struggle. That's what material existence is. But spiritual life is to mitigate that. To bring a stop, bring an end to that suffering. And get a life of eternity, knowledge and bliss. In simple words, we have joined ISKCON. Why did we join ISKCON? To become immortal. We joined ISKCON to become immortal. We joined ISKCON to become full of knowledge. We joined ISKCON to become full of joy. That's why we joined ISKCON. So are you going to compromise on these three most important considerations? So you should become inspired, you should become interested, you should become enthusiastic about your spiritual life. So please become serious about spiritual life. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 9. Answers by citing the Lord's version. Answers by citing the Lord's version. So who is answering? Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And whose questions that he is answering? Parikshit. So here Sukadeva Goswami is answering by citing the Lord's version. Text 5. Sa
Adidevo
Jagatang
Paro
Guru
Sadhishnam
Swadhishnam Asthaya Shishrikshaikshata Shishrikshaikshata Tan Nadhya Gachyap Nadhya Gachyap Drishamatra Sammatam Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir Yaya Bhavet. Sa Adi Deva Jagatam Paro Guru.
Sa Adi Deva Jagatam Paro Guru.
Sadhishnamasthaya Shishrikshayakshata.
Sadhishnamasthaya
Swadhishnamasthaya Shishrikshaikshata Tam Nadda Gatcha Drishamatra Sammata
Tam
Nadda Gatcha Drishamatra Sammata Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir Jaya Bhave
Prapancha Nirmana
Vidhir Jaya Bhave
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir
Jaya Bhave Sa Adi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru
Sa Adi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru
Swadhishnamasthaya Shishrikshayakshata
Swadhishnamasthaya Shishrikshayakshata
Tam Nadya Gachyad Drishamatra Sammata
Tam Nadya Gachyad Drishamatra Sammata
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir Jaya Bhave
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir Jaya Bhave
Adidevo Jagatam Paro Guru
Adidevo Jagatam Paro Guru
Swadhishnamasthaya Shishrikshayakshata
Swadhishnamasthaya Shishrikshayakshata
Tam Nadhya Gachyad Drishamatra Sammata
Tam Nadhya Gachyad Drishamatra Sammata
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir Jaya Bhave
Prapancha Nirmana Vidhir Jaya Bhave
Sa
He
Adi Devaha The first demigod Jagatam
Jagatam
Of the universe
Paraha
Supreme,
Guru,
Spiritual Master,
Swadhishnam,
His Lotus Seat, Asthaya,
to find the source of it,
Shishrikshaya,
for the matter of creating the universal affairs,
Oikshata, began to think,
Tam,
in the matter,
Na,
could not,
Adhagachat,
understand,
Drisham,
the direction,
Atra,
therein,
Sammatam,
just the proper way,
Prapancha,
material,
Nirmana,
construction,
Bidhi,
process,
Yaya,
as much as
Bhavet,
should be.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master, supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of His lotus seat. And while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. Please repeat.
Lord Brahma,
the first spiritual master,
supreme in the universe,
could not trace out the source of His lotus seat.
And while thinking of creating the material world,
he could not understand
the proper direction for such creative work,
nor could he find out the process
for such creation.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is the prelude for explaining the transcendental nature of the form and the abode of the Lord. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has already been said that Supreme Absolute Truth exists in His own abode without any touch of the deluding energy. Therefore, the kingdom of God is not a myth, but factually a different and transcendental sphere of planet known as the Vaikunthas. This will also be explained in this chapter. Such knowledge of the spiritual sky, far above the material sky and its paraphernalia, can be known only by dint of devotional service or bhakti yoga. The power of creation by Lord Brahma was also achieved by bhakti yoga. Brahmaji was bewildered in the matter of creation and he could not even trace out the source of his own existence. But all this knowledge was fully achieved by him through the medium of bhakti yoga. By bhakti yoga one can know the Lord, and by knowing the Lord as the Supreme, one is able to know everything else. One who knows the Supreme knows everything else. That is the version of all Vedas. Even the first spiritual master of the universe was enlightened by the grace of the Lord. So who else can attain perfect knowledge of everything without the mercy of the Lord? If anyone desires to seek perfect knowledge of everything, he must seek the mercy of the Lord. And there is no other means. To seek knowledge on the strength of one's personal attempt is a sheer waste of time. So Adi Deva Jagatang Paro Guru Swadhish Namasthaya Shishrikshayakshata Tang Nadha Gachad Drishamatra Sammatam Propancha Nirmana Vidhir Jaya Bhavet.
Lord Brahma, the first spiritual master, supreme in the universe, could not trace out the source of His lotus seat. And while thinking of creating the material world, he could not understand the proper direction for such creative work, nor could he find out the process for such creation. So, Sukhdev Goswami is describing how Brahma, the first created being, also received the transcendental knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus he became qualified to do whatever he had done. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that the ability that Brahma achieved also was by bhakti yoga. So bhakti yoga is the only means, only way to approach the transcendental reality, which is beyond our sense perception. This material nature is a world of our sense perception. This is one world where we can perceive things with our senses, like with eyes we see, with ears we hear, and so forth. But there is another reality, another nature beyond this spiritual, beyond this material nature, where our senses will not be able to enter. Our senses will not be able to perceive that reality. We won't be able to see that world with our eyes. We won't be able to touch that world with our hands. We won't be able to smell the objects of that world with this nose. We can perceive that reality only through our spiritual senses. Now, what can purify, or what can reawaken or revive or reactivate our spiritual senses? Devotional service. It's only through devotional service that our senses that have become contaminated can be purified. Now our senses have become contaminated. Actually, the perceptions, the sense perceptions, are a spiritual phenomenon. It is the spirit soul that has the senses. This body doesn't have the consciousness. The actual consciousness is coming from the soul, and along with the consciousness, there are the senses. The spiritual senses. But because of our conditioning, what is happening? Our senses are now become contaminated with this body, and it is perceiving through the physical senses. I have the ability to see. The spirit soul has the ability to see. The spirit soul has the ability to hear. The spirit soul has the ability to touch. The spirit soul has the ability to taste. The spirit soul has the ability to smell. The spirit soul has these abilities, but unfortunately the spiritual senses today has become covered over by this material body. And our consciousness is flowing through the material body, through the material senses. An example can be given that these glasses. Can this glass see? Can the glass see?
No.
Only when the glass is tuned in to my eyes, then only the glass can. Through this glass I can see. Now if this glass is painted in blue, if the glass is painted in blue and I am wearing this glass, then what I'll see? I'll see everything blue. But is everything in reality, they're blue? No, they're not blue. It's because of the tint in the glass, the color in the glass, that's making me see things in a certain way. So similarly, Now just as you remove this, can the glass see? Now you consider the soul, remove the soul from the body. Can the body see? So who is seeing? The soul is seeing. But soul is seeing in a colored way. Colored with our material senses. The material senses are making our consciousness perceive things in a certain way in this material nature. Now, because the glass has been colored by blue, that's why I'm seeing everything blue. Now, if I want to see things as they are, what do I have to do? Remove that color from the glass. Now, how to remove that color? The way to remove the color is by bhakti. Cheto darpanam arjanam. Our consciousness will become purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So now, because our consciousness is projected through the material senses, we are simply seeing the material objects. And we are not able to see the spiritual objects. Because we lost the ability to perceive the spiritual reality. Because we lost our spiritual senses. Our spiritual senses has been materialized. That's why all we are seeing is matter. So what to do? Rub it off. Rub the dirt from the glasses off. Cheto darpana marjana. And when we do that, then what happens? When we get rid of the contamination in the heart, then the spirit soul will shine forth with his spiritual senses. And then we'll be able to see the spiritual reality. Why are we in ISKCON today? Simply to get rid of that contamination. Again, we are coming back to the same point. Why are we in ISKCON? To purify our senses so that we can perceive the spiritual reality. Perceive the spiritual reality, and then we will see the spiritual world, what it is like. Yesterday, as we were discussing, as the sun comes up with the light of the sun, we see the sun, we see ourselves, and we see everybody else. Similarly, when our senses will become purified, due to the appearance of Krishna in our heart, Krishna is already there in the heart. But we are not able to see Krishna because our senses have become contaminated. With our material senses, we can only see the material objects. We can't see the spiritual object. Can we see the spirit soul? No. Why not? Because we don't have the eyes to see that. So when you develop the proper vision, then you will be able to see Krishna. And by seeing Krishna, in the light of Krishna, we'll be able to see everything else, including ourselves. We'll see ourselves, we'll see everything that is around us in their true spiritual identity. So that is what has been pointed out here, like Brahma, even though Brahma is the first created being who just appeared directly from the navel of the Supreme Personality of God. Actually, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is the original father of everybody. But for Brahma, he is a real father. Brahma came directly from his navel. Just as a baby is connected to the mother through the umbilical cord, the navel cord. So that is internally, inside. The baby is connected to the mother from inside with the navel cord. But with Brahma, it was with the Supreme Personality of God. And he was directly connected to the navel of the Lord, but outside. So that's the difference between our birth and Brahma's birth. first created being appeared like that. So Brahma is the son of Vishnu. He came directly from Vishnu. But even then he could not see the spiritual reality. So that proves that in the material nature, everybody is conditioned by the law of material nature. Which means everyone is born in ignorance. Om Ajnana Timirana. Every one of us is born in deep darkness of ignorance. But then, Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. By the mercy of the spiritual master, our blind eyes becomes cured and gets the ability to see. Gets back the vision. So that vision is the spiritualization of our identity and spiritualization of our senses. And that is the process. And Prabhupada is very emphatically pointing out that is possible only through devotional service, not by any other means. A bona fide spiritual master, what does he give? He only gives devotional service. Nothing else. A bona fide spiritual master gives only devotional service. A bona fide spiritual master doesn't say, you do this yoga, you do that yoga, you do this yoga. Those who do that, those who teach those different other processes, they are not bona fide spiritual master. They can be spiritual master, they can be guru, they can not spiritual master, they can be teacher. Just as we have dance teacher, music teacher, biology teacher. So those people are like some such teacher. But the bona fide spiritual master simply gives devotional service. Jai Krishna Tattvavetta Shai Guru. And the spiritual bona fide spiritual master will only stick to devotional service, nothing else. Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita. You develop your devotion to Krishna, everything will be achieved. That is the verdict, that's the teaching of a bona fide spiritual master. And he becomes even more emphatic. Just chant Hare Krishna, that's it. Just chant Hare Krishna. Hare Namo, Hare Namo, Hare Namo Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva Nasteva Nasteva. Only way, only way, only way. No other. Just chant the holy name of the Lord. Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe tomar. The most bona fide spiritual master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is saying that. Just chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And everything will be achieved by that. There is no need to go for, look for anything else. No need to try anything else. Of course, we will do other activities, but those activities are for spreading Krishna consciousness, not for anything else. To attract people to Krishna consciousness, we do other activities. But our main business is to chant the holy name. Therefore, make it a point every morning, get up early and finish your rounds as soon as possible. Preferably before breakfast. Okay? Or you'll keep it for the later part of the day. I've chanted 4 rounds, then other 12 rounds I'll chant. 4 rounds after breakfast, another 4 rounds after lunch, and the last 4 rounds before going to bed.
No. Let this be your first and foremost business. Chant, finish your rounds in the morning. And then you will see yourself. You will see yourself what will be the benefit. So that's why Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yoga Kevala. Don't underestimate the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Put an emphasis on this chanting and you'll see that everything will be achieved. And why should we focus on chanting? Because that's the only thing we'll be able to do at the time of death. At the time of death, you won't be able to do deity worship. At the time of death, you won't be able to do anything else. At the time of death, you won't be able to honor Mahaprasad. At the time of death, you won't be able to do anything. The only thing that you'll be able to do, and only thing that's going to help you at the time of death, is chanting the holy name of the Lord and hearing the holy name. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hare. Does anybody have any question or comment?
It is said that Brahma's body is made of intelligence. And the bodies of the various Prajapatis and all, they are like very subtle types of bodies. I just wanted to ask if there could be any more details about what kind of bodies they have, and the Brahma could create so many Prajapatis from his body.
You see, the more gross, the lower you go, the grosser becomes the body. Like, look at a tree. What is this body made of? A tree's body? Tree's body is basically cellulose. Right? Cellulose is earth. And then you look at a human body. What's it made of, basically? Water. Earth, water. Then you go higher. There'll be bodies made of fire. Then even higher you go, bodies predominant. These are the predominant elements. Not that our body is made only of water, but one-fourth of the body is, three-fourth of this body is water. So this is how, our body has fire, right? But can you see the fire? So it's very little fire in this body. And that just, we can see because of the warmth in the body. The fire is there. So in this way, the higher we go, more subtle the body will be, the predominating element of the body. Fiery body. Aerial body. Don't you say aerial body? Like the fairies, actually in English, they use that expression actually, the aerial body, the fairies. They are higher beings, Gandharvas and Kinnaras. And further you go, ethereal bodies. And then in this way, the element of the body becomes more and more subtle. Brahma also has earth in his body. But the presence of earth in his body is very little. Earth, water, etc. is very little. And predominantly predominantly it's the subtle body, right? So made of subtle elements. The gross elements are very little. That's why Brahma could just give up one body and take up another body. And that's why Brahma can create another body from his mind. Because what he is doing, he is creating another body where the predominating element is the mind. Or predominating element is the intelligence.
And more good. point where she can enlighten you. In the translation, Adi Deva, the first demigod. So, as Lord Brahma is the first demigod, and we hear 33 million demigods, and how come that the other demigods are more like Lord Shiva being worshipped and glorified more than God?
Lord Shiva is not a demigod. Brahma is Adi Dev, but Lord Shiva is Devadi Dev. The God of the demigods. Lord Shiva is an expansion of Krishna. He is an incarnation. So, you see, say for example, the demigods are Jiva Tattvas. But Lord Shiva is not a Jiva Tattva. Lord Shiva is a Shiva Tattva. He has the original Tattva. Not completely Vishnu Tattva, but he is neither Jiva Tattva nor Vishnu Tattva. He is in between. That is, Krishna expanded himself to deal with the material nature. That's Lord Shiva.
Was a demigod because he appeared from the forehead of Brahma in the form of anger.
Well, that way, you see, like when they become involved in the material activities, they have another identity, right? Say, for example, in that sense, Vishnu also is identified as a demigod. When Vishnu is dealing with the material nature, he is identified as a demigod. So that way, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, all three have been put into the same category as demigods, devas. But that Vishnu Tattva is different. Although he is, you see, like Vishnu is always Vishnu. But because he is dealing with the material nature and functioning as the maintainer of this material nature, his activity has been identified more as a activity of a demigod. So in the similar note, Lord Shiva, although he is beyond material nature, but his expansion in the material nature, as we are saying, Rudra, that is the destructive aspect. That is coming from Brahma. The Rudra aspect.
In terms of this knowledge, if you go really further into the Brihad Bhagavatam, there the actual expansions are very nicely explained in the Abhistara, where, for instance, if I may cite the example of the Vasudrona, when we say that Krishna, the Vasudrona, performed austerities, and then became Krishna's father. And actually, the Vasudrona is an expansion of Nanda in Vaikuntha, and Nanda in Vaikuntha is an expansion of Nanda Maharaj. So they're all interlinked. Yes. So that there's no real difference between the material so-called manifestations
right.
and the original personality serving Krishna.
Very good, yeah. And that's why Brihad Bhagavatam is such an important book. Once you read Brihad Bhagavatam, you get a very clear understanding.
That's what brought me back.
Right. Yeah.
Once you read Brihad Bhagavatam,
right. Then you get a clear understanding of the difference between Sadashiva and Rudras. This is Lord Shiva as Sadashiva is beyond this material, beyond Brahma Jyoti. Lord Shiva's abode is not in the material nature. Although he has an abode in the material nature, place in the material nature, but still, he originally is beyond material.
Another platform, Varaha also jumped from the nose of Lord Brahma. You see, even though he is an incarnation of the Lord, he appeared out of the nostrils of Brahma.
The incarnation of the Lord can come in any way, but that doesn't make Varaha a demigod. But Vishnu has been identified as a demigod. Like, you'll come across, while reading Prabhupada's books, you'll see Prabhupada's identifying that Vishnu as a demigod. But that is the aspect of Vishnu that is dealing with this material, you know, maintenance of the material nature. Hari Bol. Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.